point saying, well, if the Giants don't function well without their number one receiver out there, how do you handle that?
I mean, everybody has their own opinion, so if that's what they like to think, let them think it. But I don't think that's the case.
How do you expect this offense to respond this week?
We bounce back. I mean, we got in the film room. We corrected some things. Been out on the practice field. Got some things getting the ball in the playmakers' hands, and you know, I think it's going to look a lot better.
Were you embarrassed by game one? Do you have a chip on your shoulder for game two?
I wouldn't say I'm embarrassed, but you know, just got to correct some things, and we got to get back in the room. And I feel like we've done a great job of that so far this week.
Sterling, how did Bell look? Just good to see him at all.
Yeah, he looked good to me.
Sterling, the Cardinals offense, and especially Carson Palmer, had a difficult time against Detroit last week. I don't know how much of that was them or how much of it was the Lions giving the issues. What do the Lions do that could pose a significant issue?
They're a physical team. They definitely like to get hands on, at least in the secondary. And they're pretty good with the pass rush, too. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. But, like I said, we've been in the film room and we've been out of practice grinding pretty hard. So, we're looking good.
Coach, you're saying that both phases of the offense struggled a little bit last week. I mean, what do the receivers have to do? Does it, you have to get open quicker? I mean, run better routes? Or?
Yeah, just all that. I mean, get open quicker, run at our right depths. I think that's the main thing. This offense is based on timing, so you got to be at the right depth, or the timing will be thrown off a little bit. So that's on us.